Hello, and welcome to this AAT podcast on time management skills. Every day, we're all given the same amount of time. 24 hours, or to put it another way, 1,440 minutes, or we could even say 86,400 seconds. How we choose to spend those hours, minutes and seconds differs from person to person. Why is it then that some people sail through life managing to fit everything in and still achieve their goals, whereas others are constantly running around, tearing their hair out, getting more and more stressed just to survive each day and achieving very little? Unfortunately, I can't magic a few more hours in the day or give you more time to store up for future use, but I can give you tips on how to spend the time you have to be more productive and more effective. Hello, my name is Melanie Cassar. I'm a member of the AAT and have been in the accounting profession for more than 20 years. During my career, I've had to manage a very busy work schedule whilst trying to still achieve a life outside work. I have to admit, I didn't always get it right, which is why I can understand where you're coming from. These days, I run my own training consultancy business, providing training in various management skills. And I also teach some exam courses, including AAT. I guess you've joined this podcast today because, like many, you're one of those people who are constantly busy and there never seem to be enough hours in the day. So you must know what poor time management looks like and feels like. Just think about this for a moment. So what did you think about? Were you stressed, tearing your hair out, being disorganised, never achieving anything, letting people down, including your family and friends? So what are the things that cause you to run out of time each day? Are they self-imposed or imposed by others? As you listen to this podcast, the answer to this question should become clear, leading to good time management and a life where you're more in control, more satisfied and less stressed. So this is what I'm going to cover in this session. First of all, prioritising. Many of you probably already use to-do lists, but are you using them effectively? Next, planning. The importance of planning cannot be underestimated. Good planning will avoid the need to be constantly firefighting. Finally, performance. Prioritising and planning are all well and good, but will they stop us procrastinating or stop the interruptions?